Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone. It is a Monday morning for us. And what is happening today? Okay. Didn't know if I want to go into this, but first thing that pops in my mind, so that's what we go with. Last Friday, we kind of talked a little bit about drones. It's becoming very apparent that's a big thing that's happening around the world right now. So I've been having a lot of questions regarding what they are. And those chills compared to UFOs, what are the difference? And basically, a lot of the drones, noisy drones. I think they said it last week, Friday. Okay, some of them are just surveying things. Some of them are just paying attention to behaviors. Some of them are watching. They're showing me watching cars go, and I see taking glimpses of information off cars. So this could, wow, okay. This could be monitoring the traffic flow, could be monitoring speeding. So there's drones that are being out there right now that are part of a government agency. Now, do I know which one? No, I'm not getting pulled to that, but or a corp higher corporation that that has those available. And I understand I hear that is not just United States. Hear us, it is not just United States, they show me world. So lots of drones that are being come out. They are being put into use. And they are the ones that make noise and have all these flashy lights on them. They're like, some of them are truly not UFOs, but they want you to believe they are.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, what is the difference between that and UFOs? UFOs are more, I hear, morphable. They shift. They kind of bend with the energies of the sky. They mesh in with clouds. Some of them are very, very, very large. They're kind of in cloud sources. They can become clear. They do not make noise. Some of them may look like orbish looking in the skies.
They do have color.
To them, they move fast, very quick, almost like a shooting star, and then they stop. There's a difference. And what I'm hearing is drones are coming out because, yes, more UFOs are being shown to us, and they. Now, do I know who they are? No, but they are.
Trying to hide
The UFOs, or make you believe that these drones are UFOs. Okay. Unidentified flying objects. So you're like, use your discernment. Don't let that fear creep in. UFOs, I would tell you, true UFOs,
90% of them. Oh.
are not here for harm. They're not here for harm. A lot of it is called in for help, called in to actually help humanity, not destroy humanity. There are we always in every single culture, we have a few bad in the bunch. That's there too, okay?
But understand. Ooh. Human consciousness has evolved where you can now see them. They were always there. You were just not seeing them. So now, people who are not, I'm going to use the word awoke,
People who are still untrustworthy of themselves, untrustworthy of energy, you may not even see any UFOs. You'll just see the drones. And then there's other people that are more, they're trusting of their energy, they're trusting of discernment, they're more open to things outside of our physical time, so more spiritual activity. Those are the people that are going to see the UFOs a lot easier.
Ooh.
But the drones itself, I'm hearing discernment, but also be weary, because there are a few in there that are will be used against the people, but not as many as you think. And they're like, there's always,
there's always a little bit of a chaos, or not even chaos. There's always a little bit of,
they're showing me a soup and I'm sprinkling a spice in there before it turns out to be like perfect and it has to simmer. They're showing me the drones are like the spice. So there's little things that are happening to spice things up that will create something very beautiful in the end. We don't understand the beautifulness of it right now, but it's coming.
Yeah, discernment, I believe, was the word that came up as well last week about drones. I think it was Thursday. It just people are going back to look. You know, whatever it is, like, to me, it's like use your own, like you said, it's discernment. Think it through, filter it through yourself.
Yep.
Be aware if you're letting external stuff scare you. Because, quite honestly, there's been, previous to all the media attention to drones, there were other things going on with them that were popping up, but people weren't necessarily paying attention because we don't necessarily have the time or the energy to pay attention to everything. My point for sharing that is that it's not new. It might seem new because the media is covering it and whatever's happening, say, on the East Coast may be new, but the topic itself is not new.
Right.
So just suddenly to have this, we talked about this too, I think it was last week. Well, I don't think on a call though, but how we tend to look back at things and think it happened in history and we think things happened instantly, like we went from horses to cars instantly.
Yeah.
No. You know, did drones just instantly show up? No. And did they just instantly show up in this energy that they're in right now? No. Perhaps we're just tuning in, or some of us are. Yeah, so discernment is really a big word to like unpack and play with. But
yep,
I love it. I just I think sometimes we like discernment. Yeah, you have to have your power. You have to think. You have to be aware of your emotions. Are they coming from inside of you? Are you letting people trigger you from outside and steal your power from you? It's a pretty dynamic word.
Yep. There was, just want to say this quick, years ago, I had a client that was coming into my office. Very interesting. I felt a little unnerving before she came in. And so I grabbed all the shungite. By the way, shungite is a very protective stone for EMFs. Just as a little nice little tidbit. So I grabbed all this shungite, put it all over my office. She came in, we started talking. I found out why I needed the shungite. We had our phones completely shut off, airplane mode, actually in our cars yet too, to go through her session, very confidential session. Okay. She leaves. It's all great. The next week I was actually followed by one of these drones that a lot of you are seeing. I was followed by a little bit bigger one for about a week straight to and from work every single day. And at first I was like, whoa. What is that? Okay. I just kind of left it be. But after the second time of seeing it, and it felt like it followed me, my first human experience was like, ooh, do I have a UFO? And I'm like, no. UFOs don't do this behavior. And they, no. It's more somebody's following me for a specific reason and it had to do with that client session. Now, was I fearful? No. Did I have anything to hide? Absolutely not. It's when if I were to go out and share that experience with that lady, there could have been some things that I could have gotten in trouble for. And so somebody was there protecting kind of her or protecting whomever they be that she held information for. They were keeping that protected. Okay. And I honestly, from this viewpoint, I kind of appreciate that they were doing that. But if I was somebody who would want to blast it all over TikTok, yeah, I could probably get in trouble for that. And this drone was following to make sure that basically I held truth to what I said I was going to do. So instead of looking at it as like, oh, somebody's following me. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Oh, like, it's more, okay, no, I'm letting fear creep in. I'm not going to let the fear creep in. I know I'm doing exactly what I said my intention is, and I held truth to my intention. Drone was gone.
Yep. You didn't let the fear rule you. You didn't. You used discernment, and it took a while.
Yep.
It was a process, I'm sure, because it is. This discernment can be deep when it's something like this that's really spiking people.
Yep.
People's reaction. So, yeah. Wild. Yeah. Cool.
Oh. Okay, everyone. Everyone have a wonderful day with the drones.
Play with them. The discerning drones.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill. Thanks, everyone.